And it is 7:44, 8 degrees below zero in West Bend, fair sky in Washington County. That wind out of the west at 9, making it feel like 25 below. And I'm guessing that that gave our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library a brisk little stroll to the library this morning. Good morning, Hannah.
Yeah, and it was a quick one, let me tell you. But I think my face has unfrozen now, so I'm good to go.
One of my friends posted, "Why do I live in a place where the air hurts my face?" I'm again. We're back to that again. My brother posted something too. It was 13 below, and the thermometer in his vehicle, wherever he was headed this morning. So
wow, it was a little warmer in Iowa this Christmas. It was only got down to like 1 down there.
Oh, see, that going south like that, you know, makes a big difference. So did you have a good Christmas?
I sure did. Got a whole bunch of kind of baking-themed items and a couple of gag gifts. Got to see some friends and family, and so it's good to see everyone. How about you?
I did. My little brother was home from the Navy, and so we got to hang out. I hadn't seen him in over 2 years. And
oh, my goodness.
So that was fun, and it was a good time. My disappointment on Christmas night, I went to bed and did not watch the last episode of season 10 of Doctor Who, because now that I have cable, I could have watched.
Oh, sure.
Because it's the transition episode, the last Peter Capaldi episode. Yeah, I missed it. Thought I could watch it.
I've been saving it for this weekend.
Thought I could watch it on demand, and because I don't have it, I didn't DVR it. I thought, it'll be on.
Oh,
it'll
no.
be on. It'll be on demand. I can get it, right?
Right.
No,
oh, no.
I can't.
So. No.
So. You know, now I'm going to have to figure out something else. And I see the DVD on it doesn't come out till February, but I'm thinking maybe they'll rerun it at some point, although they typically don't with those Christmas specials.
I know they'll rerun the regular episodes, but not the specials usually, but
yeah,
maybe they will, cause it's such an important transition. I don't
maybe.
Know.
They did rerun a bunch of the other Christmas specials. I could even get those on demand. I'm like, okay, I can get those.
Really?
I don't care about the, you know, those. I want this one. But so see, now that's the frustration of my life right there. So you
it's
no spoilers after
rough.
You watch
I'm sorry
it.
Sorry you had to deal with that.
No spoilers after you watch it.
Okay, my lips are sealed.
All right. So let's see, what do we have? The library is back open today after being closed since 6 o'clock on Friday. It's a long time.
It's a little bit of a break, and I was all over. I was up and ripping down in Iowa, so I'm excited to be back for a couple of days and to get going on Lego Club this afternoon.
Sure. It's always fun.
So, it should be a good time. We've got the Legos ready to go, so if the kids have cabin fever, if they've been if they're sick of all the outdoor activities or it's too cold to sled, that kind of thing, you can stop on by the library. It's the special holiday weekday edition of Lego Club. We usually do it on a Saturday, but today we're doing it from 2 to 4 p.m. That's where we supply the Legos, you supply the imagination. Come build something cool, we'll put it on display here at the library, and all ages, genders, and experience levels are welcome. Even moms, dads, aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents, bring the whole crowd. No sign-ups necessary.
And now, since the library will not be open at noon on New Year, or at midnight on New Year's Eve, you're doing a noon New Year's Eve event.
Yes. So stop by on Friday the 29th at 11:15 a.m. We're going to be celebrating a couple days early. We'll have a craft or two available for the kids. And then I think it's super cute. We do a countdown to noon instead of midnight and have a bubbly toast of sparkling grape juice. And then there's a dance party after that. So it's geared toward kind of elementary age kids, but all children and families of all ages are welcome to New Year's Eve on Friday.
That's kind of fun. Now, when I used to do the mobile DJ thing for New Year's Eve, we used to do a countdown at like 8 o'clock in the evening for the kids, which worked out fine. It was, you know, essentially it was what, New Year's Eve in, you know, somewhere in the mid Atlantic. But, you know,
exactly. But you got to make it work.
Yeah. You imagine your way through and away you go. Let's see. End of the week. Last day to turn in your winter reading program records.
Yes, so if you have kids in kindergarten through eighth grade who have been working toward earning that free Sunburst Winter Sports Park tubing pass. Be sure to get your reading records in by the 29th. That is the last day to turn those in and get the pass for your efforts. So it's kind of nice that you can read and get the opportunity to do a super fun outside winter activity for free.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this we talked a little bit about this last week. You have a new program coming starting in January, Tablet Tuesdays.
Yeah, so the Washington County Libraries got together and applied for a grant essentially to kind of look at different ways to promote digital literacy in the community. And it's from the Library Services and Technology Act, which is LISTA for short. So we've got the primary purpose here is to improve library services in the community and improve the convenience for community members. So we brought in some iPads, and we're going to have a series of classes on essentially how to use tablets and how to make your life a little easier that way. So we've had different classes scheduled. There'll be one every month. I'm at different libraries on different topics on a Tuesday. So we'll start off in January with a presentation on how to use the app Libby to download digital books and audiobooks with your library card. We've got some other sessions coming up, too. We've got brochures here at the library that will list all of them for you. But we'll focus on tablet features for people with disabilities. We've got a class on how to access consumer reports, Chilton auto repair manuals, and other things like that from home. Google Drive, which I use every single day and is super handy. We'll have a class on what to read next. I'm actually teaching a class on fun and useful apps for everyday life. There'll be a class on coding, and one on social media, one on stop-motion animation, digital crafting, genealogy, pretty much anything you could possibly want to do. All really cool stuff you can do with your library and your library card. So check out our website. We've got more info on the exciting sessions coming up all year. You can also stop by the library and ask us about that as well. We have a super cool brochure.
That sounds like a lot of fun and sounds like a good entertaining way for people to learn.
So. I think so, and it's also kind of nice too if you're not sold yet, you've been thinking about getting a tablet or an iPad, and you haven't decided. It's kind of a nice way to stop in, play with ours for a little bit, and see if it's something you want to incorporate into your life.
Sure. Now I had one for a while, and then stopped and didn't renew my internet to it, and so on and so forth. Yeah, and eventually got rid of it, gave it to a friend. But I think at times about going back. But then I think I've got a phone and I've got a laptop and I've got a desktop and a this and a that.
Well, my parents have one that just lives in their living room and its sole purpose is to cast things to the TV.
Oh.
There's like NBC Sports and ESPN and my dad got rid of cable, so now he just streams sports from his tablet, casts them to his 52-inch TV, and he's happy as a clam.
I could probably do that with BBC America if I had the right subscription. Oh.
Yeah, that's the right subscription, exactly.
But I digress. So, anyway, well, let's see. Now, you're doing special hours again this weekend.
Yeah, so once again, we will close at 6 o'clock on Friday. We'll be closed Saturday, December 30th. We're always closed on Sundays. We'll be closed Monday the 1st and Tuesday, January 2nd, 2018. So we'll reopen January 3rd at 9 a.m. It's always tough when the library is closed because, and if you have friends or family in town, it's like, okay, do we have enough movies? Do we have enough music? Do we have enough books to keep the kids entertained? And actually, people come in and they say, oh, I've got my grandkids coming into town. I wanted to pick something up. How many books can I check out? And there's no limit on the number of books. It's exactly as many as you feel personally you want to be responsible for. So
as many as you can carry.
Stop by and stock up before we close.
Sounds good. And of course, if people do have things that are due, there's the opportunity they can drop them off in the box.
Yes, if that's going to be the only chance they've got to return things, there's the drop box on the north side of the building. It's very convenient, I think.
And otherwise, when it's not a holiday weekend, library hours are?
Monday through Thursday, we're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. On Fridays, we open at 9 and close at 6. And when we are open on Saturdays, it's from 9 to 1. And, of course, if you have any questions about anything, Tablet Tuesdays, the upcoming winter reading program for adults, or you want more info on the kids' winter reading, you can always give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151. We've also got a lot of information on our Facebook page, and we are very responsive to Facebook messages. You can also visit our website, which is west-bendlibrary.org.
All right, sounds good. And we'll also, if I remember, put this up as a podcast with a link at on the WIBD Facebook page and also on WIBDWestBend.com. Hey, here's something I'm thinking about doing. About doing a daily question on the Facebook page, a daily poll. We used to do this when I was up north, and I had completely forgot about it until today. And I actually put a question up today. Today's question is, remember the song Wake Up Little Susie by the Everly Brothers, right?
Oh, sure.
Innocent or not so much? That's today's question. So we're not going to get into anything real, you know, real heavy here on this. We're not going to talk about politics. We're just going to talk about whether or not you believe they actually fell asleep and nobody woke them up for all those hours.
Well, I'll have to weigh in over there.
There you go. All right. Hey, have a great day and enjoy another long weekend.